Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein Online. Our special guest today is Richard Vasquez, the president of Artisan Insurance here in beautiful Brandon, Florida. Richard!
Hey, how you doing?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask. You do care, don't you, Rich?
Absolutely, I care.
And that is why we have him on the air, because Richard Vasquez cares. During our pre-show prep, Richard, I found out something about you.
And what's that?
That you love sports so much that you watched lawnmower races one time. What causes somebody to be into competitive situations that much to be interested in lawnmower races?
You know, that's a good question, and if I knew the cure for it, I would have taken it a long time ago.
You would take a cure for that.
Yeah, because I have much better things to do with my time than to sit around for 30 minutes watching guys drive lawnmowers at 45 miles an hour.
See, I have a different theory on it. I like competitive situations like that, too, and I appreciate anybody who has gained expertise in almost anything. I could even appreciate the guys that eat for sport on ESPN.
Yeah, I find that a little difficult to watch sometimes.
You must not like kosher hot dogs then, Richard.
Yeah, that's the idea.
All right, but let's tap into that, because I understand the reason that I am so into sports and into competitive situations, why I enjoy politics, even though basically I'm on neither side of the political aisle. I'm an independent for sure, but I love the strategy. I love the human emotion. I love the drama. There must be something in Richard Vasquez that speaks to that.
Well, I mean, like most people, I look for things that I'm passionate about. I am passionate about certain sports, many, many different types of sports. Been lucky enough to be on both the inside and the outside of many different sports arenas where I got to see both of it. That transfers over into what I do for a living, and I'm incredibly passionate about what I do for a living, both on the side of where I get to help people and on the side of that, you know, I get to basically own and run a business, and that I find very rewarding, and I love that part of it.
Want to get into your background. We're speaking with Richard Vasquez, the president of Artisan Insurance. Your background, Richard, prepared you, obviously, for where you're at right now. But your company is called Artisan Insurance. It's not
right.
State Farm. It's not Allstate. It's not Geico. You are competing against the big boys. What gives you the advantages of the David versus the Goliath?
Well, the biggest advantage that I have is that, my size is an advantage because I have the ability to be local. I have the ability to know what's going on in the neighborhoods, what's going on in our communities, and our state. Being from this area, being from the Central Florida area, you know, I've lived here since 1981. There's not a place in Central Florida. I'm sure there's a few, and you know, if you search long and hard enough, you can make a liar out of that statement. But there's very few places that I've been in that I haven't been in Central Florida.
You ever been to Wachula?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, in my previous job, I was down there quite frequently, so very familiar with the Wachula area. But that's what gives me an advantage is that I am local and I know what's going on in the communities, and I'm better able to respond than the big mega companies who are working at a 1-800 number somewheres in Washington State or wherever they happen to be at.
Who is the best of the gorillas? Which company they all represent on television? Who do you think on a large scale does the best job?
Progressive Insurance.
Why is that?
Progressive Insurance is above and beyond just about any large company out of the gorillas. If you call Progressive, 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, if you call them on New Year's Eve at 11:45, just as the ball is getting ready to drop, a live person picks up the phone.
So why should somebody go with Artisan Insurance versus Progressive?
Well, you can have both. Artisan Insurance represents Progressive Insurance.
Right.
And you get the local knowledge of dealing with us here on a local basis, as well as the financial stability and all the backing and all the high-tech abilities that a large company like Progressive has. And, you know, you get it at no extra cost to you. By going through us and us placing you with Progressive Insurance, it costs you not one dime extra above and beyond going to the Progressive's website and buying the same policy.
We're talking with Richard Vasquez, the president of Artis Insurance. This is Glenn Klein online. Richard, tell us something about your background and what prepared you to take on this role. A role of leadership, not only in the Brandon community and the Tampa Bay community, but also in the insurance industry.
Well, as I mentioned before, I've lived in this area since 1981, so I know this area very well. It's my home. I live here. Will continue to live here. I graduated from the University of South Florida in 1989. And since graduating from the University of South Florida, I've earned a paycheck one time in my life. Every other time in my life since graduating college, if I earned any kind of income, it was because I was out there working hard, making it happen to earn what I was making.
In other words, commission.
Yeah, commission. Mm-hmm. I've been commission-based since day one. And basically what that means is that I don't take it for granted. I don't sit back and take it for granted that the phone is going to ring. I don't sit back and take it for granted that, yeah, I'm not worried about Mr. and Mrs. Smith because my paycheck is secure.
Right.
You know, whether you know, they stick around or they leave, you know, I'm not worried about it. It's given me that drive to always be customer service focused. Always be focused on, you know, if I don't make a customer happy, guess what? I may not eat next week. And that's really what's given me my drive over the years.
And the more important issue is that your four boys might not eat that week, not to mention your wife.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a lot of mouths to feed at home.
Boys like to eat, I found out.
That's right. And, they are not shy about their food desires.
What is your professional background?
Well, I graduated with a degree in finance from the University of South Florida, and since that time, everything that I have been involved with, except for one point in my life where I told you I did earn a paycheck, everything else has been centered kind of around the sales area. I've been a stockbroker. I have owned a tool business. I have been an industrial representative for Stanley Tools. The one time in my life that I did earn a paycheck was when I was an area manager for Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and I handled all of their wrecks and damaged vehicles. And at that point in my life, I did earn a paycheck, but that lasted about 2 years before I felt the tug of entrepreneurship pulling at me again.
How many guys were involved in selling for Stanley Tools when you were doing that?
There was somewhere in the neighborhood of about 1,300.
1,300 salesmen. Now, Stanley Tools is a Fortune 500 company, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And where did you rank with them?
I was usually somewhere in the neighborhood of number 7.
Number 7 out of 1,300?
Yes, number 7.
And then what happened, and how did you go from being number 7 salesperson in the world for Stanley Tools to owning your own insurance company?
Well, that's kind of a funny story. As many listeners will know who are involved in the Fortune 500 world, things happen to change. And we got a president who replaced another president and promised that things were going to be much better and things were going to change. And basically what he did was he cut the pay of every salesperson in the company. And, you know, that's pretty normal in the world of Fortune 500 companies. Happens all the time. And I was lucky enough that I saw the writing on the wall as this was happening, that I started looking for alternatives. And in looking for those alternatives, one thing I've always been great at is networking and building relationships with other people. And so I went back into my network of people that I've known throughout the years and started ringing doorbells and knocking on doors and seeing what was available out there. And ran across an old friend who was in the mortgage business and told me that where I should be looking at was I should be looking in the insurance business. And so I started looking at different types of insurance.
Oh, okay. Before we get into the insurance, of course, we are focusing on Otterson Insurance tonight on Glenn Klein Online.
Okay.
What happened at Stanley Tools?
Well, again, basically I went from 1 year making X number of dollars to the following year selling the same amount of tools, making about half that much.
And you didn't like that?
No, not at all.
So here you now Stanley Tools, of course, an incredibly stable company.
Absolutely.
What did it take internally, the intestinal fortitude, if you will, to make a decision to leave pretty much a sure thing after your acquaintance recommended you should be in the insurance business? What did it take internally to do that?
Well, it really just took a leap of faith. I was pretty secure in my ability to survive whatever was thrown at me. So I looked internally and said, you know, now's the time to do it. Now's the time to go back into business for myself.
All right. So that's really interesting how you put that you were confident in your ability to survive anything that was thrown at you.
Yes.
Obviously, in the insurance business, a lot of stuff, and I cleaned that up for the radio, is thrown at people.
Sure.
As their agent, as their representative, how has that perspective or that personality quality, how has that prepared you to help those people who are really facing crisis in their life a lot of times?
Well, you know, again, it's allowed me to not take anything for granted. You know, if you're able to look at people and see people as not just a policy that you sold, but you're able to look at them and say, you know, this is Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and the decisions I make might adversely affect their ability to live in their house. You know, it causes you to really look long and hard at each particular situation and see them as people rather than seeing them as policies that you just got to get the next one out the door.
Do you ever find yourself being not a president of an insurance company, but being a therapist, a counselor?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I tell people on a regular basis that they should not buy insurance from me. And usually it's a situation.
Wait, Richard, we're not hiding anything, folks.
Right.
We're here to promote Artisan Insurance.
Sure, we are.
And Richard Vasquez.
Right.
You're telling me that all the time you tell people not to buy insurance from you.
Well,
why would that be?
Well, because if somebody has something that's better for them out there, okay, there are insurance policies that I can't touch with a 10-foot pole because they offer awesome coverage, great prices with dynamite companies. Those are few and far between here in the state of Florida where we live, where insurance is kind of in a nightmare situation. But on the occasion that I do run across policies like that, I look at the people and I tell them, look, do not get rid of this policy. You hang on to this policy. As a matter of fact, it might be a good idea to give your agent a Christmas card every year to keep them happy, because this policy is the best thing that's ever happened to you.
How common is that, to have that kind of integrity with insurance agents?
There's others out there like me. I'm not going to hide anything, you know. But we all know who each other is. I refer out business to other insurance agents on a regular basis. It's kind of like, you know, good insurance agents are like attorneys. Their best referral sources are other attorneys. Well, some of my best referral sources are other insurance agents, because they know that if they can't handle a particular insurance situation, and I can, that I'm going to do it properly, and I'm going to do what's in the best interest of the client. And even if that involves telling them, look, I really can't help you with this, even though I can sell you this policy, it's not really the best for you, but if you call this person, they have one that's going to be the best for you, I'll do that.
This is Glenn Klein Online. We're talking with Richard Vasquez, the president of Artisan Insurance. Richard, what kind of policies do you write?
We specialize in personal lines, property, and casualty. Now, without getting too technical, basically what that means is your homeowners, your auto insurance, boats, motorcycles, RVs, manufactured homes or mobile homes. We love dealing with mobile home customers.
Why do you love dealing with mobile home customers?
Well, most of the mobile home customers that we deal with are in the state of Florida anyways. I know there's people listening outside of the state of Florida, but in the state of Florida, they are over 55 years old. They live in senior retirement communities, and basically they're just looking for somebody to treat them with respect, give them what they need, and they will be loyal customers. And not only will they be loyal customers, but if you treat them with respect and take care of them properly, every other person that lives on that block will become a loyal customer of yours as well, because word spreads very fast in those communities.
Just to give you folks an idea of the expertise that Richard lends to you as a potential customer, you're on the radio every week, aren't you, Richard?
Yes, I am. I co-host a real estate-based talk show on Sunday mornings. It's called the Duncan Duo Radio Program. It's broadcast locally here in the Tampa Bay region on 970 WFLA. And we talk about all things real estate, including sales, insurance, title, inspections, foreclosures, all different types of things real estate.
And you guys that don't get the 970 signal outside of the Tampa Bay area, you can log on to WFLA's website to hear Richard. You can also go to Richard's website. It's insuranceontheradio.com, insuranceontheradio.com, and you can talk to Richard Vasquez personally by calling Artisan Insurance at 813-654-8472. 813-654-8472. I've gotten to know Richard personally. He is my insurance agent. I am hoping and proud to say that he's becoming a friend. And, Richard, this was fun. Thanks for doing it. We got to do it again.
All right. Absolutely. Anytime. I'd love to do it.
That's Richard Vasquez, the president of Artisan Insurance. 813-654-8472. InsuranceOnTheRadio.com. Want to thank Sean O'Halloran for producing and engineering this webcast. Until next time, this is Glenn Klein Online saying, Shalom, everybody!